How's it going, everyone? Welcome to F11. This is the first episode, actually. Today I have a photographer from Paris, France, actually. His name's Tufik Mekbel. If I didn't butcher that, I'm sorry if I did. He's going to be on here in just a minute. His Instagram is two photos, so it's T-O-U and then photos. I chose to have him on the show just because I really like his work. I came across it few weeks ago, and his work's super mundane, and he finds very small subjects and subject matter that just look beautiful. He uses light in crazy ways, actually. His photos just all around look super dreamy, and they almost look like graphic design based. That's something that I want to talk to him about. Just because of the shapes and lines and things, it looks very designed forward. So I want to talk to him about that, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Tufik's an amazing photographer, and if you're watching this on YouTube, I'll put a couple photos right here that I like. And, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, cool. All right, so do I pronounce your name Tufik?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Correct.
Perfect. Yes. How's it going, Tufik? I'm Raphael.
Perfect. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Nice to meet you, Raphael.
Yeah, good to hear. Did you want to introduce yourself and give a little summary for everybody?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, so my name is Tufik Mekbel. I'm a photographer based in Paris. So I live in France since like 10 years. I was born and I grew up in Algeria, in North Africa. I came to France when I finished my fine arts studies in Algeria. So I started working in the visual effects industry on movies and commercials, video games. Then, I started taking interest in photography in 2016. And here I am.
Oh, wow. That's actually super cool. I didn't know that you went to school. What was your experience like in school? Like, I was thinking about going to school for a little bit. I'm taking a class here at my local like community college for photography, but I was just thinking about going deeper into art school. What do you think? Like, how was your experience with that?
Actually, going into like art schools helps for the background, for the references, for the how to say it in English. It helps a lot for the background and stuff, you know. But technically, actually, I didn't learn photography at school. So my studies were in like graphic design. The school was like the university after the high school in Algeria. So yeah, it's so the studies were in graphic design.
Okay, yeah. So I was looking at your work, and it almost looks kind of design-based, like with the shapes and colors and things like that. Do you think that graphic design kind of plays a role in your work at all in photography?
Yes, definitely. I play a lot with the color contrasts and silhouettes, the shadows and lights. Because I've been working on like CGI, computer generated images, for like 10 years, so we used to make images like from nothing, like using like computer generated lights and shapes, so that helps a lot. Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. So I actually enrolled in like a summer class for graphic design. Just because I've been playing around a little bit. I don't know much, but I want to go further into it. It seems pretty cool. It's pretty fun to me so far.
That's cool. So you see, are you in school now, right now?
All the colleges here went to online. So we're just finishing out the semester online.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. With the photography class I'm taking, I'm just in like the intro class, and it's pretty technical based. So that's just why I was kind of thinking more about if I should go to school or not for it.
Yes, just it's the same.
I'm not sure. Like I'm really into subject matter. Like what you pick, the things that you choose to photograph are super simple. They're they're very everyday occurrences and like everyday things that you see, but the way that you photograph them makes them almost look like dreamy.
I like the simple things and like the improvised photo shootings. I just go out for a walk, for a long walk, and trust my eyes. Actually, when I see something, I take the picture, and I kind of know how it will look like after the editing. So I like to keep it minimalistic and simple and dreamy. Yeah, I like the dreamy vibes and the cinematic, because most of my my influence and inspiration comes from cinema and, you know, cinematography.
Myself as well. I like to go on walks and just kind of take photos as I go. It's a good way for me to clear my mind. I like to do it at night a lot, actually, something that I've been exploring a little bit more recently. I see that you do some work at night. What's your experience like that with that?
Actually, when I started doing photography, I was, you can notice it from my Instagram, all the photographs were taken at night. After the lockdown, you know, with the quarantine, I'm forced to stay home and just go out. We're here in Paris, we are allowed to go out after 7. So it's the golden hour time. So I go out and I found out that I love this lighting, actually, you know, the daylight. So yeah, you can see from my latest pictures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That photo in the stairwell, I'm not sure. So there's this photo that I was looking at on your Instagram. It's a stairwell and you're at the bottom of the stairs. And there's like this beautiful light coming in from the side and it's going onto the wall right there. When I look at that photo, it's so simple, but it's almost like a painting, just because if you look at some paintings from modern times and even super long ago, they choose super simple subjects like that, like just a stairwell that has nice light. And I really appreciated that photo. What was the location, if you don't mind me asking?
Actually, it's my building. Just when I go out from my apartment, then I see these stairs. Yeah. So I was going out for a walk, and then I see this light coming from the window, and I really loved it because it's diffused in the wall, and the materials gives this result, like a dreamy result. And with the editing, I like to low the contrast in the editing. So that the shadows in my work is really low, so you don't have like dark shadows.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
That's the dreamy, you know, look.
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate that. That's one of my favorite parts about your work, personally. Have you completed or are you working on any projects at the moment? Like, have you put out any work, like a zine or a book or any art at a gallery, or are you working on anything like that?
Not yet. Actually, I'm aiming to do it. Like, I'm putting my work on Instagram and hoping to get some good feedback or like suggestions to work or collaborate with. I had a chance to be part of an exhibition in Berlin the last year, and that was the only event I took part of. But yeah, mainly I'm doing photography just for fun for the moment, and waiting for, you know, I'm still learning. And but my main job actually is visual effects artist. I'm working on like movies. Yeah, I'm aiming to switch to the art direction or photography, cinematography in the future. So I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's super cool. So I'm actually working on like putting together a small zine myself. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it, but there's this beach where I live called Crystal Cove. If you look it up, it's a super historical beach town in Newport Beach, California. And I used to live up in LA as a kid, and I would come down in the summer once a week and stay there. And I actually ended up moving about 20 minutes down the street And I totally forgot about the beach as a whole. And one day I went back there a little bit after I started taking photos again, probably a couple years ago, 2 years ago. And I just started taking photos just because it kind of reminded me of my childhood. And I, after that day, I kind of just started going back. Like it just pulled me in that area.
Yeah.
It's just super beautiful. And I wanted to put together a little zine. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it, but I wanted to put together a little zine because it's a cool concept to me, like exploring like my childhood and stuff. But I'll totally share some photos from that with you after we talk.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It sounds like a great idea, actually, because myself, I went back to Algeria for, like, in January. So I grew up there, like in the 90s. It was during the civil war, and I was living in a military neighborhood, like Sovietic architecture.
Okay.
And it reminds me. I don't know if you have seen you watched the Chernobyl HBO show series.
Oh yeah. I think I've seen it.
Yeah. It reminds actually the Ukraine reminds me of my the city I grew up in.
Okay.
It was Sovietic and cold and hey, it was boring at the time. But when I went back there in January. I really loved it because it's a nice subject, like for photography. I took a few pictures from there, and it was foggy and creepy, dreamy, creepy. You know?
Yeah.
So it could be a nice subject, I'd say it, theme in French, nice subject, like to make like a collection.
Another photo that I really, really liked on your Instagram was. You have this photo, it's a door and there's plants on the right hand side of the frame, and then on the left hand side there's the windows.
Yeah.
Is that photo film or was that one digital?
Digital. Actually I do I work mainly on digital. I use a Micro Four Thirds camera.
Okay, yeah. So how'd you get that the result. Look to that one?
Actually, the place itself, this place is just amazing. I talked to all my friends about it because when I got there, I don't need to edit the picture because the light was just amazing. And it feels like a dream, actually. It feels like if we open the door, we go somewhere like on top of the clouds or something,
yeah.
Going to heaven.
That's the thing I got, for real.
And it reminds me of the Shining, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The bike shot from The Shining. So yeah, this place in the golden hour is just amazing because the sunlight comes from the windows, and I think the window does something to the light, so it's diffused, like just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one reminded me almost. I'm not sure if you've seen it. Have you seen The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
No.
It's just like a little movie. It just reminds me of that because in the back of the wardrobe, there's a door, and if you go through it, it's like a whole nother like magic land. So that's the kind of the feeling that that photo gave me. I was thinking about what's behind the drawer.
Is it a movie?
Yeah. I think it was a book first, and then it was a movie. I saw it a long time ago.
You can send me the title, please.
Okay, yeah, I'll send it right after.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So where do you find your inspiration? Like, is there anything that inspires you, like that you look for when you're out taking photos, per se? Like, or is there anything that just inspired you as a whole to take photos in general or anything like that?
Actually, depends on. But maybe the main inspiration comes from paintings. You know, fine art, and cinema, comic books. But when I go out for like a night walk, I just put music, like the synthwave music, you know, the retro 80s music, and And I feel like in another world, actually. I just walk, and once I see like something that, and I don't know how to explain it. Like in my eyes, it's framed like a finished picture. So I take the picture, and when I come back home, I'm not disappointed. Actually, it's like fishing. Actually, I go for fishing. And
yeah,
but yeah, the inspiration comes mainly from movies, because honestly, I don't know like popular photographers' names, but I know like cinematographers.
Mm-hmm.
like Roger Deakins. I really love their work.
Yeah, I really see the movie influence in your work. I really like it. So another thing I see, you choose these subjects that are, they're almost like subjects within a subject. Like the photo that you posted yesterday, I think it was with the blues and the greens.
Yeah, the colors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really like how you can almost see the photo within something so small. It's really cool. It's something pretty unique about your work, I think.
Thank you. Yeah. I like to play with colors too. When I see like two objects with like the perfect colors, like blue and yellow or green and red, I just see them. I immediately see the beauty in the frame, actually, and I try to just to frame it correctly and keep it minimalistic and let it breathe, actually, and take like keep a space and just isolate the subject and put the subject alone in the picture, to you know, to let the eye, because I think when we see like an image and the subject is separated, like just alone, like a silhouette or how to say it in English. Do you understand me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
minimalistic, actually. Mm-hmm. I try to keep the subject alone in the frame with the space.
Yeah, it's super, super refreshing almost. It's when you look at the photo, there's not too much going on, and you can kind of just focus on the nice light and the nice colors that you have in there. So back on the night photography topic. So have you ever had any like weird occurrences while taking photos at night? Like myself, like I love to take photos at night. I love it just because sometimes when someone asks you what you're doing, it's almost like it could spark a conversation. And it's almost like a different form of photography, because if you're taking photos during the day, you don't get stopped too much.
Yeah.
At night, has anyone ever came up to you and asked you anything? Like, I have a few stories about night.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
It happens to me. It happened to me once, actually. I was taking a picture of people of a bar, actually. It was outside and there are like people in the bar. I was taking a picture of these people from behind because the light was interesting. And there is a guy that who saw me, and he just came out and he said, "What are you doing? Who are you? You work for the police?" And we just had the talk and it went well, actually. No problems. But, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I never had like issues with the... Yeah, but I try to be sneaky. Try to be sneaky. Take pictures of like people from the back. Just keep the keep them anonymous. Yeah, just the silhouette or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the other night, actually, I was down here. Kind of, it was in the super industrial area where there's a bunch of warehouses and stuff. And I was taking photos of this car because. It was parked right under this street light, and it was super dark everywhere else besides under this one street light. So it put this light on this car that kind of made the car look like special, just yeah. Because everything else was like pitch black. And I was taking this photo of the car, and this guy came out, and I didn't know he lived in one of the warehouses. and he had thought that I was trying to steal his car.
Oh.
So he got really upset, and understandably, it was a funny story. Him and I, we began to talk, and I showed him some of my photos, and he told me that he used to be a photographer himself, and it turned out well, but it's a cool story, because when he first came out, I was like, oh no, like I'm in trouble here, you know?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
That's funny. I had one story with the old man. I just saw a Lada, you know, an old Russian car, a rusty car in the yard of the house. So I tried to take pictures, but there were some stuff like chairs and stuff around the car, so I couldn't take like a clear picture of the car. So this old man just came from his home, and he told me, what are you doing? So I thought he would be like annoyed by me like taking picture of his car. I said, he told me, do you want to take off like all the objects so you can take a good picture of the car? I said, yeah, definitely, please. And we had like 30 minutes talk with him and his son, and he was a military. He was like, because the French, you know, the French people were in Algeria. Algeria was colonized by France like for a century and 30 years. Mm. And yeah, he was a soldier back then in Algeria. So he knew like the cities. And then we had to talk about this, and it was funny.
Yeah, that is funny. It's always cool when stuff like that happens. When it connects you with people, you know?
Yeah.
Another photo that I wanted to talk about, it was actually a night photo this time, so that's why I got into the whole night idea. There's this photo that I'm thinking of. It's a street light almost at night. It's just the street light. Everything else is like pitch black, and it's giving off this like almost cone of light. It's a photo. It has the fence, and then
This one, yes, it's a stadium.
A stadium. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering what that was, because I was like, wow, it's like I've always wanted to take a photo at night with a, not a street light, but almost like a lantern kind of on like a pole. And then I wanted like the silhouette of a person facing the other way, kind of underneath the pole. That's just something that I've like thought of a lot. And then I saw this photo when I was scrolling through your Instagram, and it's a similar topic, but it's not the same. But I really enjoyed this photo, just the simplicity, and I just wanted to ask about like the location, because I was like, wow, like where'd you find a light shining when then there's no lights behind it at all? You know what I mean? Like at night, you can see the flickering of like people if they have like their lights on in their house or something like that.
Yeah, it gives like the fog and the mist gives the dreamy, gives like a dreamy mood, and it helps the light actually if there is like a light, you know, it turns the light into interesting things actually. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I was just walking, and in a foggy night, cold night, then I walked around the stadium, and I took a couple of pictures, and it was interesting, because with the fog, you know, you can see the volume light. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah. Did you like? Do you like that photo yourself, or is that not one of your favorites?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it. I really like it. But one of my favorites of like silhouettes, this kind of photos, I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay.
It's like a guy walking behind a car. Let me send it to you. So yeah, this one. Yeah, just DM to you.
Okay, I see. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I didn't I didn't even see this one. This one has a lot of story behind it.
Yeah.
Wow. I love this photo right here.
I didn't plan. Actually, it wasn't planned. Actually, I was taking picture of the car of this BMW, and just this guy came from behind the car, and I took the picture. It's just amazing.
Yeah. That's great. I look at that photo. That one's super. It looks like it's straight out of a movie. It looks like a that's screen grab.
That's the whole point. Actually, when my picture looks like a screenshot from a movie, I'm just happy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's something I shoot for myself. I'm still working on it because I don't have any sort of film background or anything like that. So I'm still kind of working on adding story and adding more of a viewer take on it. I want my photos to let the viewer kind of create the story in them. And that photo right there, I think that accomplishes that perfectly, because if I look at that, I can see it in like several different ways. It could be someone walking home, just regular, or it could have some sort of crazy story behind it at the same time, you know, with the hood on, all that. So that photo, I really appreciate that photo a lot.
Yeah, I like actually when I started doing photography, and I was watching like a lot of people's work. I'm still exploring people's work, and I like when a picture tells a story, or even an empty frame, like when you see just an object and you see and you wonder what's behind this, what happened. Like maybe this guy just came from a home. He did something, and he came from a place, or he's going somewhere, or who's this guy? You know, some mysterious. Like it pushes you to want to ask questions.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
for sure. So where do you want your work to go in the future? Like for myself, I want to add a little bit more story. I want to make my photos seem a little bit more like surreal. Like yours, how you have that dreamy kind of feel to your photos. I kind of want to incorporate a little bit more of that myself. I want to add story and add more of a dreamy kind of feel to my photos personally. So where do you see your work going over in the next period?
Actually, it depends on the I don't know. When I started doing photography, it was mainly night photos. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that one day I will like put like a collection of sunlight pictures, and now I'm loving it. Actually, I'm loving to take pictures in golden hour, but my project actually is to shoot and try some videos, like shoot kind of music video.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, so I'm trying to explore this field. I'm watching a lot of work of cinematographers or directors, kind of like advertisements.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to like make movies, like your own movies, or?
Just a short movie, keeping the style of my photography, and doing a short movie, just 1 minute or less.
Oh yeah, you should totally do that. That'd be super super cool.
Even if it's silent, just like showing locations and like an intro of a feature film, or
mm-hmm.
just giving this. So yeah,
that's something I would want to do. I just have a hard time putting together stories, not as in my photographs, more with dialogue. That's where I get tripped up, is with dialogue. But I totally, that's such a great field, and there's so much work that could be done in that field. And the art that comes from there is, it's amazing, because you don't, like, when a movie is a good movie and it's successful, you don't, the goal isn't to have the viewer appreciate the cinematography too much. You know that you see the movie and you're engulfed into the story, per se. You know what I mean? You're completely in the moment almost. And I think that the way that they capture that is super cool, because it's a great concept to me, thinking that the art is so good that you're not even thinking about the art itself.
Exactly.
It puts you in a whole nother headspace.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Actually, I just found out that all the movies that I liked had the best cinematography. I didn't know, actually. I just feel like this. I liked this movie when I was young. I liked a lot of movies. So, and now I found out that all these movies have like the best cinematography, like nice, great cinematography. Mm-hmm. And it helps a lot. I think cinematography is 70% of the movie success.
Yeah,
it's the main thing, actually, the image.
Was there any photos that you wanted to specifically talk about that you've taken at all?
Actually, I like the one of the just like 2 days ago, a friend of mine asked me if you have to choose like one of your photographs and like the best for me. Yeah, you know, the best photograph I have I took for I'm lost in my English. My friend asked me if I had to choose one of my pictures and to show it. So it was a hard choice. It was a hard choice, but I think one of them, I like all of them actually, but one of them that I'm really proud of is, I'm gonna send it to you. It's the a phone, you know, the old phone on in the bed with the blue light. Yeah.
Did you use the TV to light that one? That one.
Yeah, just it was lightened by the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like all these. You can feel the inspiration, from movies, American movies, like the motel, the countryside, you know.
The bed or the phone not put back on the thing.
The TV, the gas station.
Yeah,
I like
all
kind of sets.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel like a story from this, or someone had been killed, or just left the room, emergency, or, you know.
Yeah, this one, it has a lot of stories that could be told from it.
Something's happening in the picture.
Yeah, something urgent happened where someone had to get up and not put the phone.
Yeah.
The light in this one, I really like that blue light, because it shines almost different shades on the different textures and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great photograph.
Thank you.
Well, we're coming up on 40 minutes here, so I'm thinking about wrapping it up pretty soon. Is there anywhere else that people can find you, or
yeah,
two photos?
My Instagram is at two photos, TOU photos. And I have my Flickr account. It's not updated. And mainly on Instagram.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rafael.
Yeah, I appreciate talking to you. Yeah, that was a great conversation. Thank you, too. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning into the first episode of F11. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please share with a friend. That would really help us out since we're just starting, and leave a review. If you want updates, check us out on Instagram at F11_podcast. That's all I got for you today. Hope you enjoyed.